up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, gang, here we go. Time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Wow, a lot of records to get to in another show. Great old-time music. Maybe we'll overdo our waltz quota once again. We always try to get in at least one waltz here with all the polkas and the other stuff. And I think last week we had a couple of them in there, so that's perfectly fine, but you never really know how it's going to go as we work our way through the stacks of old-time records. And, of course, our program brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. I want to remind you right out of the chute, because I often forget, that you can contact me via email at oompahour@mail.com. So if there's a record you'd like to request or a band you'd like to hear from, or maybe you heard a song a couple of weeks ago and you'd like to hear it again, let me know, because I have figured out I do not believe we have repeated a record since we've started the show. And I do believe, let me check the trusty calendar over here, that this is actually show number 10 already since we've started the Oompa Hour. I plan on doing about 500 of these, so we'll see how that goes. We have not repeated a record, to my knowledge. And I am only about maybe a fourth of the way through the stack of records that I pulled out when I started this thing, when I was trying to get all the records organized. So if you heard a song you really liked, it could be a while till it comes around again, unless you email me and say, hey, I'd like to hear that record again. You could do that at Oompa Hour, that's OOMPAH Hour, at mail.com. And if there's anything you'd like to hear, we'll make sure we get it on there for you. And if I mispronounce something too, by all means, let me know. Be sure you spell it out diacritically, or, you know, rhymes with. I realize most of these Polish names, they rhyme with nothing. But anyway, we'll see what happens. So I think we need to get things rolling with a little polka music this morning. I actually found a wonderful album by Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. And I don't know, that sounds kind of like a fishing lure to me. A polka popper, doesn't it? You know, like, it's Kenny Bass. Okay, polka popper. It's all starting to make some sort of bizarre sense to me now. Anyway, here they are from their album Toe Tappin' Polkas. Here's the Lake Erie Polka.
Thank you.
Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers there, the Lake Erie Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I just realized that if you actually, if you have heard a song already that's repeated once, that's because I have more than one copy of that record. Because I just noticed I had another record come by again. I thought, I'm sure I played this, but it's out of a different stack of records. And it's because I have more than one of those, all right? So much for organization. I'll level with you right now. The good news this week is I'm starting to get over this cold that I've had for the last couple of weeks, so that's good news. Bad news is I have not yet got around to getting in here and dusting the studio, and I think it's actually getting messier and messier. The dust on the turntable around here is pretty thick, so really, next week, I'm going to just report to you every week till I finally get around to coming up here. I'm going to get one of those like Swiffer duster poofy things, you know, because it works really good on electronics and the control board and stuff here. So maybe by next week, I'll see if I can clean things up a little bit. Back to the old time music, though. Joe White and his orchestra. It's the You Don't Wanna Polka.
So nice and chummy with me, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna. I just want you to pet like all the others I've met, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna. I plead and beg for one little kiss, but you're so shy, you're bound to resist. We could go for a walk and maybe talk, baby talk, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna.
There's Joe White and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. A lot more songs coming your way, but I like to mention melaniesmusiclessons.com. That's who is sponsoring this show. Makes the whole darn thing possible. Without a sponsor, you can't really do this kind of thing. And if you've ever thought it would be a good idea to learn to play the accordion or maybe the electronic keyboard or the piano, and you've never really been able to find a music teacher, you want to drive across town to go to your lesson, you don't want to go to some big music store where they give lessons where you feel kind of inhibited and a little self-conscious in there learning to play. How about if you could learn to play in your house, in your living room, in your bedroom, in your den, in your office, at work, in your dorm room, maybe while you're traveling, in a hotel room, maybe you're at your vacation home, at your cabin. If you have internet access there, you have access to live lessons with melaniesmusiclessons.com. Now, Melanie's been teaching for over 30 years, and she can teach you to play that accordion or that keyboard or that piano. You need to find out more about it, and you can do that at melaniesmusiclessons.com. You need to have Skype in your computer. That's a free program. It's a free download. If you don't have it, you should anyway. It'll even work, I think, in your smartphone or your tablet. So if you don't have a big personal computer, I think you could do it that way, too. Find out more, melaniesmusiclessons.com. You can take your first lesson for free. There's no obligations. You could try it out, and hey, you could be the next polka star, you know, the guy up there on stage with the lederhosen on and getting all the girls, you know. maybe not, I don't know. All right, time to move on to one of those records I can't pronounce, but thankfully they had the foresight to put the title of the song in English as well as Polish, because to some people like me, and I know, you know, I don't want to make anybody feel bad, but you look at some of these things in Polish and you're like, those are words? But anyway, it's the By the Wishing Well Waltz. Here's the Jumping Jacks Orchestra featuring Ed Grabski on vocals. So a little waltz time for you.
Paciała rybeczkę, co połykała wodziczkę i wypaciała rybeczkę, co połykała wodziczkę. Rybko, rybko, powiedzże mi słoweczko, twój miły w innym kraju jest i inne dziewczę miłuje. Twój miły w innym kraju
So there, you got your waltz again for today. Hey, you never know, maybe another waltz coming up at the show. I do see we have an Oberic on the way here in a little bit, so stand by for that. Good news is I found the Don Peachy record that I wanted to play last week and then ran out of time for, so I think we'll get that one ready to roll here. And check it out, I just stumbled across Jingle Bells, sung in Polish, which I have just set aside for when we get around to the show in December, because we're going to have to start leaning into some old-time holiday music when we get around toward Christmas. And I know, I don't know where you're at right now. I produce this show in northern Minnesota. We're just getting rid of the snow. There's still some little snow banks under the trees and stuff like that. We've had, you know, like one or two days where it got into the 60s, but most of the time we've been in the 40s during the day, the 20s at night. There's still been some snow around. It's beautiful out there today as I'm working on the show here, but so it's hard to think about Christmas already because it still feels like Christmas around here. But we will be working on Christmas shows when we get into December, so look forward to that coming up. Anyway, Don Peachy did Last Night on the Back Porch, I Loved Her Best of All, which has always been one of my favorites, and I hadn't stumbled across the record since we got the show started. I ran into it last week, but didn't have time to play it. So we have time this week. Here's Don Peachy.
Thank you. evening when the stars are shining bright. I love her in the springtime and I love her in the fall. But last night on the back porch, I loved her best of all. I love her in the springtime and love her in the fall. But last night on the back porch, I loved her best of all.
It's Don Peachy and his orchestra, Last Night on the Back Porch. That song was just Peachy Keen. How many times do you think that line has been used by old-time radio disc jockeys anytime they played a Don Peachy record, for Pete's sake? But I couldn't resist. So once, I have to do it once. And probably again in 6 weeks. You never know. Anyway, all right, back to the great old-time music. A couple of weeks ago, I had found all those Cousin Fuzzy records, Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys, from Green Bay, Wisconsin. We need to play one. Here's one called I Can't Change It.
Now I know a lot of lazy men. You meet them every day. They never have a penny, always stony broke, they say. With me, it's just the other way. I am a man of biz. I always have a dollar in my pocket, and here it is. But I can't change it. I can't change it. The reason why, I'll let you know, is one I made myself, and so I can't change it, no matter how I try. But I hope to cheat a blind man in the sweet by and by. Now I was invited to a wedding down the street across the way. I went into a clothing store for a new hat yesterday. I found the one I wanted and the premises I quit. But when I come to try it on, the darn thing wouldn't fit. But I can't change it, I can't change it. Cause when the shopman turned his back, I stole a kitty from the rack. And I can't change it, no matter how I try, for I'd be on the stone pile in the sweet by and by. Now I thought that I'd get married, like a lot of you foolish men. I found a girl and bought the ring, got married there and then. But when the thing was over, I was taken down a peg. Her hair, her eyes, her teeth were false, and she wore a wooden leg. But I can't change it, I can't change it. It was quite a surprise to me, half a woman and half a tree. But I can't change it, no matter how I try. But I'll chop her up for kindling in the sweet by and by. Say, my mother-in-law came to visit us for just a little while. You see, there was a reason on her face she wore a smile. A baby girl was born to us, much happiness and joy. But just like Eddie Cantor, what we wanted was a boy. But we can't change it, we can't change it. I called the doctor from his bed, the doctor only shook his head. We can't change it, no matter how we try. But we hope to have a dozen in the sweet by and by.
Man, I'm warning you now, I just enjoy these Cousin Fuzzy records far too much. That's I Can't Change It, Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And yeah, maybe not have been a hardcore polka or a waltz, but still had that old-time sound. Again, like one of the ones we played last week, leans toward the old country a little bit. But hey, a little variety's good, right? In fact, speaking of a little variety, how about a little Oberic now? The Merry-Go-Round Oberic with the Impalas Polka Band. We'll be right back. you go, the Impala's Polka Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, which, as it turns out, is really heard all over the world because we're on several radio stations, several internet radio stations, and some regular radio stations that also happen to be streaming radio stations. So spreading that old-time magic all around the world here on the Oompa Hour. Now, if you remember a couple of weeks back, we played one of my favorites, Marv Herzog and his band, doing the Mickey Mouse Polka. I've always loved that one. I think it's the reference to Batman in the song that really made it for me. And I have a version of the song by Little Ronnie and the Carousels. At least it's called the Mickey Mouse Polka. I have not previously auditioned this record, so we're going to discover it together. I'm going to assume that it's the same song, but let's see if they use all the same lyrics. Little Ronnie and the Carousels, here's their version of the Mickey Mouse Polka.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. These words spell Mickey Mouse, a drink saw in the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. These words spell Mickey Mouse, a drink saw in the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. Batman at Robin F. Catch a Joker, break his neck. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. Batman at Robin F. Catch a Joker, break his neck. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. B-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E. B-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E. Popeye and olive oil, he loves her, she's his girl. P-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E. Popeye and olive oil, he loves her, she's his girl. P-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E.
Well, there you go, Little Ronnie and the Carousels, their version of the Mickey Mouse Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, bringing you all the old-time music we can find, however many we can fit in every hour. And I've realized that I kind of go out of my way to not play a lot of Whoopi John records simply because I have a lot of great Whoopi John 45s from back in the 1950s. And I figure that if I keep playing them, I'll play too many, and I try to mix it up pretty good, and I think that in an effort to do that, I've actually not played any for a while. So I think the world is due a Whoopi John record, and what's better than the Whoopi John Polka by Whoopi John and his band? So here we go. Thank you. There you go, Whoopi John and his orchestra there. The Whoopi John Polka. Don't know how they thought up the name for that one. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, bringing you all the best old-time music that we can get our hands on anyway. Now, this next one's a weird one. I'm warning you right now because it's not by any particular band. And the record, of course, is like 35, 40 years old. So the liner notes are kind of outdated. But I'll fill you in a little bit. Cliff Hermel ran the Gibbon Ballroom in Gibbon, Minnesota. And they used to have jam sessions there. They'd get a bunch of old-time musicians together on an afternoon, and they would record these jam sessions, and they put out record albums. So you never really knew who was going to be there on any particular Saturday afternoon, and they decided to do one of these jam sessions, and I have one of the albums here. This is jam session number 2 from the Gibbon Ballroom, and I'm going to take a look at the liner notes. I'll tell you who's in the band, simply because you may recognize some of these guys, especially if you've been an old-time fan for a while. It says here, by the way, that Gibbon, Minnesota, is the concertina capital of the world. So, you know, who's going to argue with that? Marvin Nissel of St. George, Minnesota, plays concertina on this recording made at the jam session. What does it say about him? Had his own band for several years, played with Slim Culls for a couple of years, played with Lester Shuff, the Country Dutchman of Hutchinson, too. Trumpet player on the recording is John Henley, music instructor from New Prague, Minnesota. And again, this record's 35 or 40 years old. So he also played with the Jolly Germans. Leonard Sellner plays clarinet at this particular jam session, started playing in the 30s, played with the Jolly Germans for a while. Richard Blumgren, the tuba player on this album. Cliff Hermel himself is playing the drums. And this is a jam session from the Gibbon Ballroom, and I wish there was a date on the record, but there is not. However, I do notice that it was also available on 8-track tape, if that gives you any kind of an idea. So let's check it out from the Gibbon Ballroom. Jam session number 2. Here's the Tinker Polka.
Thank you.
there you go, jam session at the Gibbon Ballroom there. We just credit that to Cliff Hermel, actually, but I'm not really sure. It all depends who shows up for the jam session. Anyway, there's the Tinker Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, I don't know, I'm going to play this next record, but I feel like it's cheating a little bit. And I don't know, it's my own impression, actually, because back when I worked at the Polka radio station back in the 1970s in St. Paul, I would quite often play the Andrews Sisters doing the Beer Barrel Polka just because I liked it. And it always seemed a little too mainstream for me, like the Andrews Sisters were out of the realm of old-time music. Because, like, there wasn't a prominent tuba, you know, or whatever. It seemed almost too pop for me. But I really like the record, and we have yet to play it here in the Oompa Hour. And I don't really think there's any oompaing in it, but let's just play it. Here's the Andrews Sisters with the Beer Barrel Polka.
There's a garden, what a garden. Only happy faces bloom there. And there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of sweet romancing. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oompa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away. They all go la-di-da-di-ay. Then they hear a rumble on the floor, the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing. On the run, sing boom tarero, ring out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel for the gang's all here. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. Form a ring. For miles around you hear bells sing. Ring no da no ti no da 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 da.
See, I don't care if it's old-timey enough or not. That is a great record. The Andrews Sisters, Beer Barrel Polka, one of those old Decca 78s. You gotta love it, man. And Minnesota claims the Andrews Sisters, too, because they were born here. And, in fact, won first prize at a talent show at the Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis when they were just little kids. I think Patty was, what, like 12 or something when they did that. So a lot of years of singing for the Andrews Sisters. A lot of great records, I'm telling you. Now, what's weird is, as I was spinning the old 78 there, I flipped over here to the 45s, and the next record I just happen to have is the Harmony Bells Orchestra with the Beer Barrel Polka. Do we really want to hear the Beer Barrel Polka twice in a row by two different bands? Do the Andrews Sisters count as a band? I bet it was Vic Schoen's orchestra on that record, too. But anyway, I say why not? Here's the Harmony Bells, their version of the Beer Barrel Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, Harmony Bells Orchestra, their version of the Roll Out the Barrel Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, and I think I'm just going to kind of keep the records going here. Here's Johnny Bamba with Mother-in-Law. There you go, Johnny Bamba here on your old-time oldies show. It's Tim's Oompa Hour coming to you around the world from northern Minnesota, which is kind of amazing when you think about it. On the way, politically incorrect or not, Frankie Yankovic is going to sing the Too Fat Polka, which was actually a great record for Arthur Godfrey, if you remember. But before we get to that, we're going to get to Melanie's Music Online Lessons. You could be making your own polka records. Well, you could, if you only knew how to play the accordion. Melanie can help you out there. In fact, she offers lessons on accordion, piano, electronic keyboard. She has more than 30 years of teaching experience, so you know she knows what she's doing, or she wouldn't have been doing it for 30 years. People would have poo-pooed her out of the business by now. So you know she's with it. She does it via Skype, so you can take lessons on your computer in your own home. So you don't have to travel to your lesson, you don't have to have her come to your house, or whatever the case might be. It's all done right there, like, you know, live on your computer or your tablet or what have you, so you can learn without, you know, feeling nervous about it and having to clean the house or travel over for your lessons or whatever. Now, you can take your first lesson for free. Try it out. There's no obligation. And you can get all the details with a simple visit to melaniesmusiclessons.com on the interwebs there. Check it out, www.melaniesmusiclessons.com. Everything you need to know is right there. Try it out. And if you do try it out, let me know how you're doing, because, hey, maybe you can play a song for us. We'll give it a spin here on the show. Crazier things have happened. Check it out, melaniesmusiclessons.com, for all the information you need to know. All right, I promised you. Here's Frankie Yankovic and the Too Fat Polka.
Here's a silly ditty, you can't sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle you can't sing in night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sang the tune.
Yoi, ai un echo tio semi, ona de bella, ona de bella. Yoi, ona de bella. Ai un echo tio semi, ona de bella, de bella, de bella, ona de bella.
I get dizzy, I get mumbo when I'm dancing with my jum jum jumbo.
I'm the one you can have, she's too fat for me, too too fat for me, doggone fat for me. Oh, I'm the one you can have, she's too fat for me. Rose too fat, too too fat, she's too fat for me.
Can she prance up a hill? No 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coop? By herself, she's a group. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me.
Debella,
troppo grass,
she's too fat for me. Hey!
Yeah, it's one of those records, they tell you, that's not politically correct. You can't play that anymore. You know what? I don't care. Frankie Yankovic there and the Too Fat Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I have the Caravans Orchestra up next. And this is one of those jukebox records with a lot of miles on it. Here's the Live It Up Polka. I just see everybody just swirling around the dance floor to that one. There's the Caravans Orchestra there, the Live It Up Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with me, you're looking for hear a song or a particular band that you like, musician, whatever, feel free to send an email or just send an email and say, hey, we're listening to the show in wherever you happen to be. And I'm going to put up a map on the wall here and start sticking pins in it, you know. Look at that, we got somebody in Broken Radiator, Wyoming. I mean, you never really know. All right. Let's see if we can fit in another tune here. Maybe two more if I don't talk too much. Here's Marion Lush and the Musical Stars with the Young Girl Polka.
miała rodzą i do ludzi zdanie, to byś mnie kochała za same śpiewanie. Kochała jednego, nic się jej nie stało, lepiej kochać się, tym boję jeden mało. Włosy się jej kręcą, oczka się jej śmieją, chłopcy ją kochają i za nią latają. Ta laleczka młoda wszystkie chłopców chciała, a ja sam tu siedzę, tylko o niej myślę. Ona się cieszy, niech se potańcuje, a ja będę czekał, jak powróci do mnie. Tak długo czekałem, teraz się wróciła, ja się z nią ożenię, teraz ona moja.
There you go, Marion Lush here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And if I just keep rolling right along here to the next record, we can fit in one more. Here's Happy Richie and his Royal Airs and the Lovesick Polka. There you go, Happy Richie and his Royal Airs here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And man, we are out of time, but you know what? We fit in more songs in this show than we have in any of our previous shows, so that's not too bad.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records, I'm what's known
jazz, a polka DJ, turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
And Tim's Oompa Hour is brought to you by Melanie'sMusicLessons.com. Check it out. And our program is produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, Iron Range Country Radio in Bovee, Minnesota. We'll do it again next week. Until then, stay happy, everybody.